Mayor, this can't be a position the city particularly likes to find itself in, having to seize a property. What's your take on this?
Well, that is one of the unfortunate jobs the council has to do. And they even stated it, you know, in the meeting when they took the final action here earlier this month that, you know, enforcing the code is our job. And sometimes it means doing some pretty sort of sad things, and foreclosure is one of those, where it's not something we prefer to do, but we have to be fair to everyone, so it's one of those steps we have to take.
In this instance, the court found that Mr. Bingman owed the city close to $300,000 in what was deemed sales tax and utilities from his commercial properties. That's a pretty substantial amount of money.
Oh, absolutely. And that's actually just part of it. There's, you know, also the real property taxes, and I would note that that's it takes the city a long time to do foreclosure, and it's probably one of those things that the average citizen wouldn't know that it takes years for foreclosure to conclude. And so, you know, while we're foreclosing, there are additional taxes that are sort of adding up during the years after the period that we, you know, began to foreclose. So at this point, you know, the courts have acted on the amount that you described, you know, roughly $300,000. But there will be other expenses the city will have to try to recover. And again, just in fairness to all taxpayers.
Let me ask you two more questions, Mayor. One would be with the commercial properties located off of Fairview Drive, a couple of dozen tenants, it looks like there. I just can't imagine City of Dillingham wants to be a landlord for very long. What say you?
That's absolutely true, and that's the direction that the council has given the manager and our contractor, that if the first thing that we knew was that there are not enough rental properties available to evict people and, you know, be trying to distribute them around the community. So we did understand that we'd have to be landlords for a short period, but as short as possible, you know, to try to treat the people in the buildings fairly. But the city does not want to be a landlord. We don't want to be in the real estate business. So the city's plan is to try to turn those properties over just as soon as it can.
And the follow-up to that would be there's that stretch of property down by the harbor, and City Manager Rose Louetta told us last week that the City Council has decided to keep that and to probably clean it and put it to some public use. What are your thoughts about what we might see with that property in the next year or two?
Well, definitely the council is real concerned about seeing the property cleaned up so that it's made safe. There's been concern by citizens for a long time that there's a lot of stuff there. Not only is it visually kind of a problem, but they just want it cleaned up, and it's likely going to be harbor-related. I mean, it's adjacent to the harbor. It's property that would probably be suitable for, you know, fishery-related or harbor-related uses, and that's, I think, what the council's vision is, too.
Mayor Ruby, before we let you go, election season right around the corner, filing opens 2 short weeks away here. Any thoughts on your intent to run again for your seat?
I think I did let a few people know that I will, you know, declare candidacy again. And there's things like this particular case where I really want to see him through. And so, there's a lot to do in the city, and I think I'd like to keep being a part of it.
Alice Ruby is Dillingham's mayor. Alice, thanks for the update and the time as always.
You're welcome.